In the 10th and final episode of this series, we look at self-mastery. We hear from Derek Brugger, the managing director of Klipfontein Farms. Derek shares the familiar testimony of an entrepreneur who had to leave the security of a well-paying job to follow God's call to start his own business. Amidst the unavoidable uncertainty and self-doubt of taking on such an endeavor, Derek held firmly to his belief that God had gone before him and would lead him every step of the way. Derek stresses the importance of relationships in business and the importance of relying on God.
Welcome to Reframed. Join us as we explore the concept of redemptive business in our unique context on the African continent.
Hi, I'm Derek Brugger, born in Rabaul and staying for over 12 years in Vallezo, where I'm running a farm business called Klipfontein. I'm the MD of the business. We've got 101 hectares, and we now planted 50 hectares within the past 5 years. Then also on the packing side, D&M Fresh Products, it's mainly Derek and Marlene, my wife. We basically pack apples coming from various farms, and we handle about plus minus 16,000 bins at this stage. So what happened is when I put on the television, there was a Mexican preacher just saying, you, but like firm and very, not aggressive, but you know, it was just very, very firm. And I actually look back at the television and it's like, and I'm asking, are you talking to me? Yes, I'm talking to you. And a dialogue starting to happen that day. And that preacher said to the church, he said, listen, this is the part of my preach for the day. I need to say, the Lord tell me, I just need to say for someone out there who wants to start for 5 years to start his own business, God say, now is the time. And he continued, he said, listen, God will open all the markets for you. I will send people on your path to help you. And Marlene and I were just, you know, what is happening here? Marlene was not prepared to, you know, to make that, that I can make the decision to start because of the security issues. And she said, Derek, please resign. I said, what? But I always ask the Lord, when the time is right, my wife must be prepared and she must actually start saying, give her okay for this. And the Lord told me, pray over your fruit. So when the fruit gets into the household of people, wherever it goes, my spirit will be released in their households. And you know what happened? One of my family members is in the civil engineering work. He's actually doing preparing roads and stuff. And he asked me if I can give a donation for the church. So after that function of the church, there was some fruit left over. So he gave the fruit to amongst the guys and from the gangsters walking around there. And he said to me, Derek, I don't know what happened, because after I gave them that fruit, there was a change in their attitude. And they said, hi, sir, respect him. I said, yes, it worked. And he said, what worked? I said, listen. Then I explained to him. And he said, it can only be that. And I said, Father, yo, it worked. So from there, I know we can't put the spirit in the box. Because when God moves, he uses people. He uses his own creation to do what he wants us to do. So I'm a firm believer in when you start a business, you know it's risky. But if you know that the Lord take your hand and is with you, and you do the honorable thing, we stand on three pillars, on faith, honesty, and integrity. And that is how we build our business. And I know that is a walk that we're going to walk. I took all my pension fund after quitting my job. I took all my pension fund, the last bit, into the business. And I just took that and I know, listen, I must swim or I will sink. I draw in my son, basically, and I planted him with my competitors to learn more about the business. But what helped is basically the fact that I got quite a lot of knowledge about the fruit in the packing facility. and the distribution of fruit. So that actually helped me quite a bit. The one thing that is very important that we must always realize that is the fact that God created the earth. And he said, man, you must go and look after what are my creation. And you must work together. Doesn't matter of color. Doesn't matter or where you are at your wealth rate. You need to work together and as a person. And it's not about yourself. It's about other people. The egg business that we're into is the previous boss. This is part of his business, one of his business. And they actually come to see me and said, listen, can we put something together? And that is where we started. But if I had burned my bridges, I didn't have a relationship with them, that would have happened. So we wouldn't have been the only supplier to one supermarket in down of Western Cape, you know. So you need to work with one another all the time. That's very crucial. Myself, Marlene, and my eldest child, Marlon, for 3 years, we work without any salaries because our business nearly went bankrupt. Now, how do a family like that survive? You know, it came to a stage where I had a lot of fruit in the packhouse and I don't know where to turn to. I was just, you know, I just had it. And I was bumping my head towards the fruit, the packing of fruit, was a pallet of fruit. And I started to cry and said, Lord, I don't know. I don't know where to send the fruit. But ever I send fruit out, I've just lost. A friend of mine who I think was almost a year that we didn't have any contact. He sent me a clip. And while I was crying and doing this, I opened the clip. And it was about three men walking with a cross. And they were carrying the cross over the shoulder, and it was so heavy burden. One of the guys come to Jesus and said, Jesus, please make it lighter. I can't carry this cross. And the Lord asked him, are you sure I must lighten this cross? He said, yes, I can't. It's too heavy. So the Lord take a saw and cut it off. And then suddenly, while they were walking, on the other side, you see lots of fruit trees, and suddenly he's just like, what happened there in front? It's just this nice fruit tree in water. And just before they get to that, there was an open space, and they can't go over. And the other two guys took their cross and put it over, and they can walk over and put their cross with. The one who asked the Lord to make it lighter was the sword. He can't go over. And he loses all the things that was promised him. He couldn't bear the burden that he had to carry. And when I saw that, I said, Lord, please, don't cut me short here, please. And I said, Lord, please don't cut me short. Whatever comes or whatever, I will take it, bring it on. I'm ready for this. And you know what? From that day, whatever came to me, I just could handle it just up till today. And that will stay the same for my whole life. You must carry the cross. You must carry your burden. But the Lord do that for you. He carries it for us. So when things are difficult, don't take short way. If he can create the sun, the moon and everything in 6 days, man, what is this difficulties that we face? Is nothing to him. We just need to trust him. We just need to hold on to him and trust him 100%. Don't try to be a person who knows it all, because we don't know it all. It's only God that knows all. So ask and be honest about it and straight with it and say, I don't know. Because if you're going to pretend, you're going to never learn. And what I saw through this past 5 years, not knowing really the fruit, the producing of fruit, and the knowledge I gained after 5 years is amazing. You can ask God, he will open your mind. We were very blessed to have the opportunity to apply for funding from the Jobs Fund, which we were successful. And So we used that funds and said, listen, this is not enough to farm a 50-hectare farm. And that's why we're starting to negotiate with other potential partners. And we choose later to go with the partner that we are currently busy with, that we use that fund to make a deal partnership and to make sure that we can now, with a partnership, expand our business. You must use what you have in your hand and deal with that. Sometimes you have all the know-hows, you have all the money in the world, but you don't know what to do with it. How are you going to strategize your business from 5,000 capacity bin to a 20,000 capacity bin, a throughput through your pack house? And that is how you deal with it. That is how you master the sources that you have and turn it into opportunities where you can actually grow your business in a very short space. Now, what is important to this is also the fact that you're making use of people who market their fruits for years. Now, if you want to reinvent the wheel, you're going to waste a lot of money, you're going to spend a lot of time, and the risk is very, very high. So you need sometimes to work with guys. No, I always see that you can make a choice. Do you want 100% of 5 million, or do you want 50% of 60 million? And you need to make that decision where you want to be. Sometimes you got the partnership to push you to a next level if that is within your strategy plan. And you need to have a 5 to 10 year medium long term plan to see and how you get there. And then also look back and see where you come from. But sometimes you forget to say there's some progress, but you feel you didn't get far. And as we look back in our path in the past, where we started with a fallow land where there's nothing, absolutely nothing, no education, a relative, no infrastructure. And you will look at the farm currently and say, this is a commercial farm. That shows you that a person who leads, who hasn't all the knowledge, but know that the Lord is always in front of you and He guides you, you can achieve basically anything. Hands down, you will achieve anything. If you just listen, you must master to listen to the Lord, and He will take you places where you thought you will never get. That I can promise you.
Thank you for joining us. This episode of Reframed was brought to you by Ziwani, a community of business leaders who partner together to live out their kingdom calling in the marketplace within Africa. Ziwani is a Mergon initiative. To know more about us, visit our website at ziwani.com. That's ZIWANI.com.